Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we look at ways to lessen the effects of a dry spell on crops. Our Proverb of the Day segment is also part of the program. Stay tuned to find out more. I'm Njui James Soyez. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Mama da send me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. Me work hard, you see. Mommy say me must make them send me back cause she no have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them will send me go school next year if me work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The dry season runs from December to April each year. This means farmers will have to put measures in place to ensure there is adequate water to sustain their crops during this period. These measures include rainwater harvesting, irrigation, water conservation, and proper storage of water. Today, we will look at rainwater harvesting. Rainwater harvesting is a simple, inexpensive process and involves the collection and storage of rainwater for use at a later date to enhance agricultural crop production and livestock. The water used is collected from various hard surfaces such as rooftops and or other types of man-made above-ground surfaces. The benefits of this practice include easy maintenance, reduction in water bills, reduction on groundwater demand, little requirement for building new infrastructure for the rainwater harvesting system, reduction of floods and soil erosion, and the use of the water for several non-drinking purposes such as flushing toilets, washing clothes, watering the garden, and washing cars. Farmers also stand to benefit immensely from the practice.
So a lot of farmers spend a lot of money to truck water in to irrigate their crops. These rainwater harvest systems, in some instances, lengthen the whole planting and production period of the farmer, where some farmers would only have one or two crop season for the year, they can enjoy three or four.
Manager of the On-Farm Water Management Unit at the National Irrigation Commission, Winston Shaw. By using the system, farmers can rest assured that water will be available during periods of drought. While the rainwater harvesting system is easy to maintain, there are do's and don'ts involved in the process.
The structures that we set up have to be very sound structures that have the ability to contain the water, to hold it in a safe way and in also in a protective way that, you know, we don't have people drowning in them or animals drowning.
Manager of the On-Farm Water Management Unit at the National Irrigation Commission, Winston Shaw. If you want more information about rainwater harvesting, contact the National Irrigation Commission at 977-6624 or 977-6727 or visit any of their offices in Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, St. Catherine or Kingston. And now for our proverb of the day.
No mug no broke, no calf in a dash way.
Translation, the mug is not broken, therefore the coffee is not thrown away or wasted. And this means, even in the most difficult of times, if total devastation has not occurred, one should count his or her blessings. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Njui James Soyez wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.